Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Monday, October 23rd, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. Another Monday here. We hope everyone had a good weekend. It's great to be back. And first of all, I want to thank everybody. Lisa checked our stats yesterday, and she said that last week, Wing TV received more hits than in any other week in our history since we began doing this show almost 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So we want to thank everybody out there for tuning in. And it just goes to show that people want the truth. And today...
Well, it shows something else, too, Victor.
What's that?
It shows that you don't need a bunch of paid advertising to get people to listen to what you have to say. You don't need to cow down and pimp out your website to get people to hit on it.
Exactly. And today, what we're going to talk about is, we've done a lot of talk about the New World Order, things in the outside world. We've talked about ourselves. We've talked about other people in the alternative media and patriot movement. Today, what we're going to talk about is you. We're going to talk about the people. And this is a very fascinating subject because you're the ones that have the most power out there to do anything. Before that, though, I want to let everyone know that this coming Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're going to have guests on all three of those shows. And tomorrow, we're going to have a prediction. Tomorrow's going to be a prediction about something that we think is going to happen in the future. Lisa and I were talking about it a couple nights ago. But today we're going to talk about you and the power of the people, which is the lead article on the Wing TV homepage.
Right. Well, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, this article starts by saying we couldn't have been any prouder of everybody out there after John Stadtmiller fired Professor Jim Fetzer. And as we said, we don't agree with Fetzer's views on the Democrats and Hillary Clinton. But the people, that means you, put so much pressure on Stadtmiller that he had to buckle. He had to buckle to your pressure and bring him back and do the right thing. And the right thing is not to kick somebody off a network because their views disagree with the owner's views.
Yeah, and I guess he could only really do that, get away with doing that, when he had Fetzer substitute for him on his show instead of Fetzer being on his own show.
Well, even if it was his own show.
Yeah.
Is that how low we've sunk in the alternative media? That
no, that's not how low we've sunk. That's how low they've sunk.
Yeah, right. And we've said now, last week, the real battle here isn't against the New World Order or the globalists or these concepts, these conceptual things that certain hosts or people talk about. The real battle is between good and evil, but it even goes beyond that. And let me explain. Everybody out there now in this patriot movement that follows the alternative media, I think that these are some of the brightest people in the world. Now, there's also some of the stupidest people
right.
in the world, and they know who they are, the ones that act as if they're cult members. But these people out there now that have all this information, you know about the Bilderbergs, you know about the Federal Reserve System, you know about 9/11, and on and on and on. Mm-hmm. Now, the big question is, what do you do with this information? What do you do with it? Are you content to just have all this information and then just stop? And leave it end there? In other words, there has to be more to this than simply information. All right? And what we could do on Wing TV here, very easily, is just come out on our TV show or our radio show and simply read news.
Right.
Do you want to just do that, though, Lisa?
That's what everybody else does.
Yeah. And we know they do it because when we used to listen to these shows...
We'd read along with them
out
loud.
And they'd say, well, here's the latest article about Saddam Hussein. And they'd start reading.
Word for word.
And I'd have the article right there, and I'd be reading along with them. And that's all they're doing. Now, there's a couple guys that are able to do the news in this fashion that are good at it.
Yeah.
But the vast majority are, first of all, not real good at it, and secondly, it's boring. Do you need somebody to read your news for you? Because I know for me, I don't need anybody to read for me. I'm very much adept and capable of reading my own news. I don't need to listen to a radio show.
One other thing that we've talked about before, and people still need to be careful of, is basing your beliefs upon perception and not what's real and not... information that's inconsistent with the facts.
Right.
And we see a lot of that still going on.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that if you choose to believe something, that it isn't just based upon just sole perception.
Well, and that's
because perception is often wrong. And there's a lot of people in this alternative media and so-called patriot movement that want to give you the wrong perception.
Yeah, that's called creating an illusion. Now, there's a difference, and the reason I'm talking about news today is there's a difference between news and information and then knowledge and truth and wisdom. You have to go beyond information and news to the next level, which is wisdom and knowledge. And let me put it in this analogy. Everybody's heard the old saying, if somebody's hungry and you give them a fish, they won't be hungry for that day. But if you teach them how to fish, they won't be hungry for the rest of their life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if somebody comes out here and reads news to you every day, they're like the people giving you a fish. Every day, it's just a fish. But if you go beyond news to the next level, okay, and you get knowledge and wisdom and truth, then it's like learning to fish for yourself. You need to go beyond.
How many of you want to fish for yourself?
Yeah. I mean,
a lot of you seem, not maybe a lot of you, but many of you, out of the whole thing, seems like you want people to just keep giving you the fish every day.
Yeah. It's a very passive activity. It's just like the people that watch CNN.
Requires no energy expenditure on your part.
Right. NBC, Fox. People sit in front of the television and very passively get their information. Well, the alternative media purports itself to be the real news that's beyond the mainstream. But as we've shown time and time again, especially in regard to 9/11, is what they're giving you is minor league news. They're giving you the least common denominator.
Sometimes they don't even give you news. They give you fabrication.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They pass it off as news.
Yeah, Tom Flacco is a great example. What they're giving you is lightweight conspiracy theory.
Or fairy tales.
Yeah, and all these people that refuse to look at Israel's involvement in 9/11, they refuse to look at Shanksville and the Pentagon and on and on and on and on. What they're giving you is lightweight conspiracy. Another thing is we come out here and we're not afraid to open our mouths.
Mm-hmm.
We're not afraid to point a finger at wrongdoers. And people say, well, you know, people won't like you,
you know,
if you do that.
I even got an email, and I've gotten a few emails from this person where first they attacked me because they believed what someone else said. So then I responded and explained whatever it is they wanted to know, clarified the situation for them, and then they liked us. Then they went back and listened to somebody else again, and the next email I got was attacking me again.
Yeah.
And this person keeps flip-flopping. They don't know who to believe, what to believe. They're not thinking for themselves. They're not putting together the dots that are laid out for them. Instead, they just keep getting waffled back and forth across this net, this virtual net. And I just, you know, you can't help people like that. If they're not willing to think for themselves and they're simply just listening and regurgitating what other people have to say and not thinking for themselves, and they're basing their beliefs on misperception, I mean, you can't. How do you help a person like that?
Right. Well, it's a fence sitter. It's a jellyfish that has no core or crux of their own. So if people don't like us for telling these hard truths, and remember, the truth doesn't come easy, and you have to pay a high price for it, and we don't mean a high price money-wise.
There are no sacred cows. That's a misperception. There's no sacred cows. They're just people. And people fall from grace every single day.
Yeah.
People screw up. They make mistakes. They do all kinds of things. There's nobody that's above questioning, beyond questioning.
There's nothing wrong.
Whether you want to believe that or not.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with ripping the veil across. And the thing that we count on is that there will always be truth seekers. People that want to go beyond simple news. And you know what it reminds me of, Lisa, is George Bush with his education policy, is no child left behind, or as we call it, no child left with a mind. Here's the way George Bush's system works. They have the students, and they view their head as a box. And they cram all this information into the box so they can do good on the test. Okay? Then after they take the test, they empty the box, and it's empty again. Then they cram it full of news or information, and they take the next test, and then boom, they empty it. Now, this fits in perfectly because the kids never learn knowledge or wisdom or truth or how to think for themselves. Their mind is like a passive receptacle.
Do you know what else they don't learn? They don't learn discernment.
Right, right.
And that's a key thing everyone needs to learn.
So, all these people in alternative media that just sit there and read news but don't teach you wisdom and knowledge and truth, they're the same as George Bush with his No Child Left with a Mind policy. Another thing is when you start to uncover the tactics of these people on the dark side in this alternative media.
It's like they all read off the same script.
Yeah. And I remember years ago, when I first heard the name Alex Jones. So I looked into him and said, hey, this guy's fighting against the New World Order. He must be a good guy, all right? Then I found out that he censors articles on a repeated basis. I learned about him betraying the Gray family. I learned about him thinking God tells him to bullhorn people.
And do you know why he lies? You learn that? Because he looked at him through unveiled eyes.
Yeah.
He didn't look at him like some sacred cow.
Yeah.
Sure, he thought well of the intention, supposedly, what Alex was doing when he first learned about it, but the closer he looked at Alex and the more he listened to Alex and kept his eyes and ears and brain open and functioning while he did so, he realized that there was a lot off about Alex.
Well, I realized he uses the same techniques as the enemy. So at that point, I say, he's done. He's cut out. And the way we see these people is the same way we view Walmart. Okay? We don't go to Walmart because we see what Walmart's all about. It's the same also with this guy that owns a couple restaurants in town. He's a complete asshole. Okay? He treats his workers like crap. He flips out. He just treats them like dirt. So when we go out to eat, guess which restaurants we don't go to? The ones owned by this guy. And I've heard many a story, a horror story, about the way this guy treats his people. See, you have the power.
Right.
You have the power because if you don't want to support someone that's using the same tactics and techniques as the dark side, as the government, as the mainstream media, guess what you do? You don't give them your money.
And you know what? Considering what they're giving you as far as content, you don't need them more than they need you. They need you.
Exactly.
They're constantly coming to you. They want you to donate.
Yeah. How many times do you go to John Stadtmiller and beg or ask him for money? Never.
Right.
The same with all these other people.
Now,
but
how many times does he go to you?
Yeah.
And they not only want you to donate, they want you to donate on a consistent, ongoing basis, more and more and more. They also want you to patronize their sponsors.
Yeah. Do you know why we've been banned from GCN and RBN and why they don't link to us on their sites? It's because of this kind of talk right now. They don't want you to know this big secret.
Wait, and you know why it really drives them nuts that we're still out here? Because they can't attack us through our sponsors.
Yeah.
Because we don't have any sponsors. They can't go after our advertisers because we have no advertisers.
And believe us.
If they could have, they would have already.
Yeah. And they would have banked on us having the same advertisers as them.
Right.
So then Alex Jones could sneak behind the scenes like he always does
and
say, hey, psst, ABC advertiser, no more money to Wayne TV. Well, before we started...
But they can't attack us that way.
Yeah. So before we started this show, Lisa and I sat down. This was... The first broadcast was February 1st. It'll be 3 years ago this February. And we sat down and said, how do we want to run this operation? How do we want to bring about Wing TV? And we both agreed we don't want to be reliant upon advertisers. Now, at the mercy of. And most of these other people, do you know what their entire existence depends upon? Do you know how they stay alive? It all is based upon the New World Order. Their whole existence is based financially on the New World Order.
On not only the existence of it, but
on you giving money.
Amplifying it even more so that it becomes an all-consuming anxiety and paranoia in your mind and subsequently generates revenue for them.
Exactly. And this is the big secret. This is the real conspiracy. The government, the mainstream media, organized religion want three things from you. They want you to stay silent, they don't want you to make any waves, and they don't want you to ask them any questions. Well, the same applies to these people in the alternative media.
And this is done on a broad scale. Look at Y2K. How many people exploited that for profit? Look at Lisa Beamer with 9/11. with the whole Let's Roll trademark of those two words, where it evolved into not only a foundation, but sports caps, T-shirts, wind shirts, wind jackets, all kinds of stuff, products.
Yeah.
Generates revenue.
If Wing TV folded today, it wouldn't affect us one bit financially. But just think if RBN, Prison Planet, and all these other shows, if they buckled tomorrow,
right,
these people would be hysterical. Because guess what they'd have to do, Lisa?
Hmm.
They'd have to go get a job.
Yeah. Jones even has web hosting services that he's
their
peddling.
Whole existence.
But you read the terms of that, and you see you have very little rights.
Yeah.
If you sign the dotted line for his web hosting service, because he can cancel you at any time and blah, blah, blah. I mean, your rights there are little. So you're there under the mercy of Alex Jones in that way, too.
Yeah. So if what they do is they can amplify and go insane about the New World Order, all this sensationalism and hype and everything, and they rely on you having the job and giving your money to them. So it's kind of like the federal government.
Wait, but instead of... They don't want you to pay the federal government with the income tax. They want you to pay that money to them.
So you can buy their gold. You see how this all works?
You can buy the little gold rocks and put them under your bed for a rainy day when the poop hits the fan.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're giving them dollars they can spend right now, today.
So what it boils down to is you don't need them. You don't need them. Do you know what you need? The only thing you need is your own mind.
Yeah.
You already know what's going on. At what point do we figure out, hey, the New World Order and the federal government and organized religion is bad? Once you reach that point, you don't need them anymore. Then you need knowledge and wisdom and truth.
And you have to follow knowledge up with action.
Exactly.
Or it doesn't serve any purpose.
And see, what we're really looking at is a dependence versus an independence syndrome. What we're telling you right now is you don't need any of them. You don't even need Wayne TV. You need your own mind. You need your own mind. But they act just like organized religion and the federal government. They want you to be dependent on them every single day so they can give you news.
And not only that, they link to fake news sites on their website. So if you're not getting your fake news from them or your exaggerated, paranoid accounts of news from them, then you can just go to one of their buddies at the disinfo sites they link to. And get it from them.
And they keep you in this nice little
loop.
Box.
Right.
It's an octopus that they all link to each other.
It's a disinformation circuit.
Yeah. So, Stat Miller buckled for one reason. Because of you.
You
showed him you have the power. You demanded that he do the right thing, and you weren't a passive cog in the wheel. We got, as we said at the beginning of the show, more hits on Wing TV last week than any other week ever. That means everybody out there, you're showing and proving. You want the truth. You don't want to be a passive cog. And
you're showing that you can exert pressure.
Right.
And apply pressure where it's needed. And it's needed in many spots in this alternative media. I mean, look at what Victor and I have been able to accomplish with just two of us here. With
exactly.
No paid advertising, no sponsors,
That's right.
Paid subscribers.
Yeah.
Just think of how much you could accomplish altogether. Look at what you did with RBN. You could do that with Alex Jones, too, if you
want. We want you to have power. Ted Anderson, the guy who owns GCN, is a millionaire. He's a millionaire, yet he still forces you to pay for archives. We give our archives for free. And why somebody keeps doing the wrong thing? It's because
nobody makes them stop.
Nobody forces them to do otherwise, and they have no compelling reason to change their behavior.
And like with the IRS, and the Federal Reserve, the longer you keep feeding the beast, the bigger it grows, the stronger it gets.
Yeah. What we're trying to do today is empower you to say you don't have to be a lemming that just sits there and takes the crap from these people when they sit there hour after hour, day and week and month after month. For one reason, they want your money. They don't want anything else from you but your money.
They want to tell you what to think, too.
Yeah. And they look at Ted Anderson, John Statmiller, and Alex Jones. These guys have been in business, and that's the right word,
right.
Business. They've been in business now going on 15 years. What the hell have they done to change this world? You tell me.
Do you know why Statmiller asked Fetzer to come back on there? Yes, he caved into your pressure. But because of the outrage that he was being hammered with by his listeners, he realized that was going to significantly impact his bottom line. His bottom line is the dollar.
You better believe it.
It would impact his sales. It would impact his donations. Here's and for somebody who can't make his monthly bills on his radio network, which has, I would say, a largely online audience, he keeps talking about expanding, acquiring other stations, and blah, blah, blah. If you can't pay your bills, how can you get bigger?
Yeah.
He wants you to pay for that.
Exactly. They want you to stay silent, don't ask questions, and remain in your little box. And what they've done is create a vast illusion of this new world order that they're fighting. They have the new world order on the run. They're ready to topple them.
It's a racket.
You know what, folks? Lisa's right. It's a racket. And you control your own destiny. Do you want to have knowledge and wisdom and power in your own mind? Or do you want to be a lemming that suffers from a dependency syndrome?
Mm-hmm.
They're like the big brother, and they give you this little pacifier that they put in your mouth and they tell you to suck on it. Stay quiet and suck on our little news pacifier.
If
that's what they're giving you.
If you don't like what they're giving you as far as content, and you don't like their behavior, and their behavior does not follow their words, it's not in sync with their words. For example, what happened to Professor Fetzer?
Yeah.
What happened with banning Wing TV? It's funny, they'll link to certain people, but they won't allow them on their network.
Yeah.
See, that's hypocritical and contradictory. So if you don't like what they're doing, you don't have to support them financially, and you certainly don't have to support their advertisers.
Right.
You don't.
Here's the final thing. What do you think you gained more from today? If we were to sat here and got some, you know, some little news articles and read verbatim, or if we came out and we told you the truth, like we're doing right now, we're saying, you have the power. You can get knowledge and wisdom, and you don't have to be subservient to them like everybody else is to the government. They all go from the same playbook. That's what it's all about.
You no longer look at the government with unveiled eyes. Well, you need to start looking at all these sacred cows around you that are telling you what to think and trying to pick your pocket with unveiled eyes, too.
Exactly.
And you need to look at their advertisers that way and everybody they associate with that way.
They're
supporters.
They depend on you,
right?
Not vice versa. And if you're giving your money to these folks, then you're no different than all the rest of the people in the world because they're all wrapped up in the same racket. Tomorrow, a Wing TV prediction. Until then, keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
See you then.